All right, guys. Welcome to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charlie Giuliani. We got Don Nikoloff coming back on today. He's going to be bringing him up after the break. He'll be on for the full 2 hours. We had an interesting discussion last week, and we actually didn't get to a lot of the things we wanted to talk about. So he's going to come back on today. We're going to pick up with that. We're going to talk about the latest economic slump that we have suffered last week. Two major dives, another one yesterday. Many analysts, guys, are actually saying that the economy has already collapsed. We just haven't seen the reverberations of it yet. The big boulder has already been tossed into the lake. We just haven't had the ripples hit us yet. Or you could say the earthquake already happened under the Pacific, but the tsunami hasn't struck yet. There's only so many times you can prick a balloon with a pin before it finally, you can touch it lightly here, touch it lightly there, just play with it a little bit. Finally, sooner or later, it's gonna boom, and that's what we're looking at here. The balloon is pretty much popped, guys. We're in a serious mess. Big time mess. And, you know, what we're looking at here is worse, far worse than 1929, because in 29 they didn't have an outrageous, scandalously high national debt, unsurmountable, unpayable national debt. So, you know, a collapse now compiled with that debt is just, it's a calamity of monumental proportions, not being a hyper-alarmist here, it's just reality. Anyway, guys, quick announcement. As of today, RBN is going to be changing its name to VRN, the Violent Radicalization Network. Yes, that's right. In keeping with the new bill that is due to be passed here probably any day, I'm sure. Like everything else Bush asks for, they just carte blanche, give him what he wants. So, in keeping with this new bill, we might as well just tell it like it is, right? I mean, they're going to label us that anyway. So, yeah, we're going to change our name to the Violent Radicalization Network. And if you want to get in on the action here and join up, sign up with us under this new designated name here, the new website is going to be violentradicalizationnetwork.bs. And if you go there and register today, you'll get a free terrorist kit. Comes complete with fake Osama bin Laden training videos. Can't be the real bin Laden, of course, because he's dead. But you'll get a plastic box cutter knife as well. Great for prying open cabin doors. And you'll get a cell phone that doesn't work at 35,000 feet as well. So this is a great deal. You shouldn't miss out on this. It's good stuff. All right, guys. Anyway, before we go to the first break, after which time we'll bring our guest up, let me go over a few quick routine announcements here. If anybody's interested in reading my violent radicalization books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, you can go to lulu.com, just type in my name. Lulu, of course, is spelled lulu.com. Just type in my name, Charles Giuliani, Giuliani, and you'll see those titles along with several others that I have available. If anybody wants to get Aaron Russo's DVD, Freedom of Fascism, you can get it from RBN for $19.95 plus $4.95 shipping and handling. You can get that from the Republic Broadcasting website, republicbroadcasting.org. Or you can call the 800 number, guys. You can also send your check or money order to the RBN office. The 800 number is 800-724-2719. All right, guys, going to go to a short break. Stick with us. We'll be right back with Don Nikoloff.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making to bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Attention RBN listeners who have trouble sleeping. If you have tried everything and still have serious problems getting a good night's sleep, then this message is going to be the single most important one you'll ever hear. And here's why. 77 RBN listeners are needed immediately to test a new, alternative method of falling asleep fast. And the best part is, this new sleep system produces dramatic results when everything else has failed, including prescription sleeping pills. You see, it works in a whole new way, utilizing special sleep frequencies to almost command your brain to fall asleep fast. And it's easy to use. Yet, because the rules governing medicine in the U.S., no health or healing claims can be made for the sleep system. However, it's still legal to own this new high-speed sleep generator, and 77 RBN listeners are invited to use this system first, before the general public. So, if you're really having trouble falling asleep, simply go to www.highspeedsleep.com. That's highspeedsleep.com, or call 877-327-0365 and tell the operator you listen to RBN. Again, that's 877-327-0365.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing, with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time, and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now, you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon. Coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to SafeCastleRoyal.com. That's SafeCastleRoyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
All right, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. This is your host, Charlie Giuliani, here on the Violent Radicalization Network. We've got our guest on, Mr. Don Nikoloff, returning again to talk about our wonderful State of the Union address. Oh, and what a state we're in. Yeah, so Don, welcome to the show. I figured maybe we could start talking about the wonderful mess our economy's in. Isn't this great?
Well,
everything's going
for...
everything's going according to plan, isn't it?
Yes. Thank you for the welcome, and I'm happy to be here and share this information with the listeners. Where should we start?
We might as well talk about the economy. It's really bad. Last week, the Dow took a dip of, one day it was like 300 points. The next day it was 200. Yesterday, what was it, 50 more points? And all the while, you've got oil rising up to, what is it at now? It was 98 plus yesterday.
I heard it's been fluctuating somewhere between 97 and 98.
You still haven't topped 100? Well, don't worry, by Christmas time, we'll definitely top 100, you know.
I haven't really.
You know, actually, they're behind schedule because they were saying by mid 2004, I think they were saying, that it was going to rise to 300 a barrel. They actually quoted that figure, so I guess we're doing relatively well, aren't we?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, to see the intentional implosion of our economy by these criminals, should make anyone angry. And we're going to get to the facts behind that.
Well, the CFR in their magic crystal ball said, it was about a week ago, that if we go to war with Iran, and we know that that's not their intention. In fact, the White House said about a week ago that they're hoping that doesn't happen. They want to work out peaceful means, so we can rest assured. But they did say that if, by some rare freak twist of events, that we actually do wind up going to war with Iran, that it will go up to $300 a barrel. That's what the CFR said.
So then this is all about oil, isn't it? I mean, oil.
Well, yeah. As always, no, it's multifaceted. That's one of the big ones. Certainly the oil tycoons are going to benefit tremendously from that. But no, it's a lot more things tossed in there. It's Israel's interests being served. It's whipping a major resistor toward the emerging world system of government into line.
Mm-hmm.
It's about more occupation in the Middle East. And yeah, of course it's oil. Not just to justify raising the price of oil to maximize their profits, but to seize yet more oil reserves in the world. Iran actually has quite a bit of oil. Most people aren't aware of that.
Well, there's, you know, this is a massive attempt. You know, there was a time, and it was relatively within the past year, or a little over the past year, where the dollar was the main currency in the oil markets. And because of the scandal going on with Wantagate, which we're going to talk about, and the theft of literally trillions of dollars, and the non-payouts to the countries that have a stake, you know, in their share of facilitating the transactions and whatever agreements Ambassador Wanta had worked out with the various governments that are due a portion of his settlement money. They dump the dollar, which aids those that want to see the destruction of the United States. When our country falls, they then will have basically taken over the whole planet, and they're waiting
for
it to happen. So
I've heard a lot of people say that one of the reasons they took Saddam out is because he was switching over to the euro away from the American dollar, but I don't buy into that, because they want the American dollar to crash. I mean, that's what the North American Union is all about, in the AMRO. So we can't add that to, there's many reasons why they took him out, but I don't think we can really add that to one of them.
Well, that whole takedown of Saddam was initially just nothing more than a bank robbery, and that includes the gold in the central bank.
Right.
And, despite what you will hear, you will not hear the truth in the mainstream media. I cannot emphasize that enough.
Any financial reason for taking Saddam out, I think, would have to involve simply removing a competitor. It didn't matter to them what currency he used. They just didn't want him in the oil trading market, because he could have undersold them, regardless what currency was being used.
Mm-hmm.
They want an international monopoly on price setting, and you can't have that when you have a person who's sitting on top of the world's second largest oil reserves underselling you. So, and it doesn't matter that the oil isn't flowing. That's one of the big defenses the neocons will use. Oh, what do you mean we didn't have to get the oil? The oil isn't flowing out of Iraq. It's too chaotic. Well, that's half the point. They don't care if it's not flowing out. In fact, they don't want it flowing out, because you have all that extra oil in the market, and it's going to drive the price down, not up. So it's to their advantage to keep the chaos over there going so that it doesn't flow out. Quite
yes, well, we have another myth, since we're talking about this, and that's that, you know, we don't have the oil here in the United States, and that is an outright lie, which was exposed long ago by Lindsey Williams.
Sure.
And, we've got the oil in Alaska. There's a recently new find, which, you know, I was solicited to invest in this well over a year ago. Around October, there was an announcement that there are 2 trillion barrels of what's called shale oil in Colorado.
Okay. Oh, in Colorado?
In Colorado. It's 4 times the size of all the oil in Saudi Arabia.
Wow. I know Canada has a lot of shale oil. And you know,
they can now
extract that cheaply. That was the complaint before. Oh, yeah, they have all that oil, but it's too expensive to extract it. No, it isn't, actually. Here's an even bigger problem, or an even bigger issue, I should say. We don't even need to be dependent on oil anyway. There's so many other safer and cleaner and cheaper alternative sources of energy. That's the real kick in the pants right there. We don't even have to depend on oil.
Well, that takes
us dependent on oil.
That takes the world control out of the hands of the oil cartel. They do not want that to happen.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just like they had cars back in the 80s, they still have them, but, you know, they've squelched the mass production of them, but that ran on electricity. highly effective. They're cheap, they're safer, they're cleaner, and blah, blah, blah. But no, the oil industry squashed that out. Didn't want them mass-produced.
Not too long ago, they had a car demonstrated to the U.S. military, ran on water. The guy drove it all the way from California to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, I heard about that.
And he didn't live long much after his demonstration. So,
well, it's like ozone therapy for, you know, AIDS and cancer. Highly successful rates of treatment in Mexico and in Germany. But FDA doesn't approve that. It's quackery because it works and it's cheap.
Well, I wonder if they could use ozone therapy on tuberculosis and E. coli. I wonder in Mexico. Oh, we could go on and on.
Oh, I tell you. Anyway, we do have a call. Wow, this is early. It's only 4:15. We already got a call. We got Gil in Texas. Welcome to the show there, Gil.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning, afternoon, wherever you're at.
Yeah, the topic seems to be energy. Speaking of vehicles, are y'all familiar with Nikola Tesla?
Absolutely.
Oh, sure.
Well, my studies show when I took electronics that he, at one time, developed a vehicle that he stuck a black box in a gear board, and it ran off the electricity out of the air. I mean, forget about hybrid batteries and the problems with that. If that technology still exists, that's an alternative.
Yeah, transmission of electricity without wires is what you're talking. Well, yeah, I mean, we have the greatest supply of electricity in the world in our ionosphere. And that's what that was based around, is tapping into that and transmitting it. I mean, that's basically what lightning is. Lightning is just a discharge of electricity from the upper atmosphere, ultimately working its way down, you know, to the surface. One bolt of electricity, just in that split second's time, could probably power all of New York City for, you know, whatever it is, an hour, you know. If you could just harness that energy, tap into it, you would never have to pay an electric company.
I mean, a surefire example of that is the ozone and the aurora borealis and the aurora southern borealis that you see on the planet Earth. You know, it's interesting, as Nikola Tesla's laboratory was in Fort Collins, Colorado. And of all things, that's where the National Institute of Standards and Technologies is. It's in the same place, in Cheyenne Mountain.
Is that where their headquarters is? I thought it was in Washington.
The corporate office is.
Oh, but they have a research facility.
Yeah, he did a lot of his research in Colorado Springs. He
also Colorado Springs, yes. Yes,
that's yeah, he had a lab on 8th Street in New York, and which burned down mystically. You know, he lost everything he owned while he was in Colorado Springs. That took place.
What, and, did he flee here during the war, like Einstein? Or?
Oh no, he was here.
Although he was earlier on. That was before World War II. What am I saying?
He helped Edison develop electricity. Edison wanted
right,
DC
yeah,
power.
Right. Yeah, he goes way back.
And, you know, if we had DC power, we'd have a substation in every block. But he was actually the inventor of alternating current. But you don't
right,
hear too much about that.
He built the plant and designed the plant at Niagara Falls. And actually was a 51% owner in that with...
No kidding. Wow.
George Westinghouse.
I didn't know that either.
Yes.
Jeez.
But he's kind of sequestered. You know, you have to really dig to study him. He's not what I consider being taught. And I think that's something that needs to be taught as far as... alternative fuel energy. There's something about...
Well, I'll tell you, if he was alive today to see what they've done with his discoveries, he wouldn't be too happy about it because, you know, he was not one to use this stuff for the exploitation of man. He wanted it for the betterment of man. Anyway, guys, you want to hold on?
Absolutely.
Break? All right, Gil, and then we'll take George from Illinois after that. Stick with us, folks. Be right back. What it's done to me, lose.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism.
Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. Your host, Charlie Giuliani. We're joined today by Don Nikoloff, and we've got Gil on the line. So that's interesting. I never knew that Tesla was behind the Niagara Falls construction project. That's wow! You learn something new every day.
He had over 700 patents, which are just incredible. I mean, he invented the radio, which was credited to Marconi because of the Prescott Bush theft, and you know we're talking about the Nazi theft through the Union Banking Corporation and Union Sulphur, which was run by the Rockefellers, of all of his technology given to the Germans or sold to the Germans, and you know he died penniless, although you know he should have been a billionaire many
sure.
times over.
Yeah, that's usually how it goes.
Rumor has it that he at one time developed a particle beam that was responsible for the big explosion over in Siberia. But they accredit that, if you watch
yeah,
the
I've
History
heard
Channel,
that.
To a meteor exploding in the atmosphere. But from what I understand, he tried to fire this thing, and it circumnavigated the Earth and exploded over Siberia.
Yeah,
it created shockwaves all over the planet.
He actually hit a bird with that, and I mean, he just vaporized the bird. You know,
we have consider a perception of an energy problem, and not an energy problem. We have.
Well, he developed the weather modification technology that they're using today. HARP isn't direct outgrowth of Tesla technology.
You see, the problem to me is why can't we harness some of all these wonderful inventions that are out in the marketplace. I think it's the perception that is being portrayed for peak oil and the complacency of the political, geopolitical, corporate, military complex that keeps us from pursuing the type of things that would not only make our country energy dependent, but the entire world. It's like, you know, they have their hand around the wealth of energy and don't want to let go. Kind of like a Rockefeller Standard Oil situation. There's a few that have all the power and the energy and refuse to let it go.
Well, this is why they didn't teach us about Tesla in school. This is and the crux of the matter. I mean, the simple solution or the simple explanation for the problem you pointed out, Gil, is that you cannot meter free energy. You cannot meter free radio, free television. Tesla probably invented the concept for what we call the internet now, although a lot of that was given credit to Vannevar Bush. No relation to the Nazi family.
but from what I understand, if you develop your own energy and hook it to the grid, at some point the energy companies have to buy this electricity from you. I think there's a law in the books now that says you can actually produce your own energy and sell it back to the power plants.
Well, let me share something interesting with you. On my own show, I've regularly for the past 4.5 months interviewed Jim Murray, who is a scientist who grew up in New Jersey, worked or studied with people like Carini, who worked with Tesla. He was one of Tesla's assistants. And not only did he research Tesla, he had his hands on some of the writing, some of the lab work and the theory that Tesla was using. And although he began with an interest in physics, he gravitated to electricity. He invented a generator called the Dynaflux, and it's not a very large generator. And I saw a two-hour demonstration of this unit, and it's amazing that he could take a standard generator, put a motor load on it, and measure the output efficiency of the generator and the motor, and it was putting out 97% power that was going into it. Mm. His Dynaflux generator put on the same load with this same motor put out 315%.
Now you're making me think that this is some type of perpetual motion machine. The law of physics
I've seen one of those with magnets, magnet generators. You guys know what I'm talking about?
Cadmium
high power magnets.
Right.
I mean, theoretically, it should work. I mean, they use the repulsive power of these powerful magnets to keep the wheel constantly turning, and that you generate so much electricity that you get this tremendous excess that you could never use. So you sell it back to the electric company. I never heard anything more about it, but the video I saw on it looked pretty impressive.
That is another hurdle about electrical power. It has to be produced and used simultaneously. It's not something you can store, and we need to look into that. This has to be some type of way we can actually store this type of energy.
A battery, sure.
No, you can store electricity in any capacitor. And the fact of that, you have a warning on the back of your TV set not to open it and touch the capacitor because it can hold 50,000 volts of electricity.
Well, I imagine that what needs to be invented is some huge capacitor that we can charge up and then...
Jim Murray has done that. He built a huge version of this system for Bethlehem Steel in upstate Michigan, saving them millions of dollars a year in their electrical costs. So it's already been done.
Tell you what, we've got to go to a break. George, hold with us, and we'll get you when we come back. Stick with us, folks.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
It's not a matter of if, but when. If it happens, you want to be ready to give your loved ones a fighting chance. Do not rely on someone else to come through for you at a time when it could be about life and death. Your best chance is Safe Castle Royal, the premier crisis preparedness buyers club out there. Members get everything at rock-bottom pricing with at least 20% off everything in our store all the time and free shipping to the lower 48. Emergency storage food, prefab shelters and safe rooms, and hundreds of other essential products will get you through the toughest of times. Right now you can join the club for only $10, a one-time lifetime fee that gets you some of the best prices anywhere on preparedness products. Please use the coupon code Club Radio when joining to receive your special membership price. Do it now. Go to safecastleroyal.com. That's safecastleroyal.com. Sign up and use the Club Radio coupon code or call 1-877-673-2394 and be on your way to peace of mind that comes with being prepared.
Do you have a high electric bill? Do you use an electric company that just provides you expensive electricity? Not anymore. Visit www.energy-swap.com. And take advantage of a new way to save on your monthly energy bill. Allow Energy Swap to switch your provider and receive the same reliable service and the best rewards program in the industry. Save up to 20% on your electric bill. Rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. No cost to switch. Flat rate plans. Reward program. What more could you ask for? A free gift. Try Energy Swap and receive a free getaway for two. Sign up today. 888-238-6397. That's 888-238-6397. Visit our website, www.energy-swap.com, and use the tool generator to calculate how much you can save on your monthly energy bill. 888-238-6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Two Threats Radio. The host, Charlie Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on. We've got quite a few callers here in the queue. So I tell you what, Gil, stay on hold. I'm going to take George because he's been waiting for quite a while in Illinois. And then we got Mike in Pennsylvania. Wow, they're ringing off the hook today, Don. What'd you do?
Well, I thought we were going to talk about Wantagate today.
Yeah, hopefully we'll get around to that. Huh? We're already half hour.
Yeah, it's very important that we talk.
But I love the callers, though. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, no, we'll squeeze it in here. Okay, we got George in Illinois. Welcome to the show, George.
Thanks, Charlie. Thanks, Don. And I wanted to get back to oil for one question. I'm doing some research on the idea of abiotics and biotic as a concept and theory. And I found that in Russia, they really accept that oil is an abiotic resource. In the 1950s and 60s, there's been a lot of research through two chemists' theories that it's actually abiotic. And they proved this because they found that there's thermophile bacteria inside of the Earth's crust. So in Russia, it's accepted that that there's no fossil fuel. That's a ridiculous concept. It's totally debunked. So what I'm trying to find out in my research is, do you know of any government peer-reviewed papers, scientific sources that I could find that in America, you know, just American scientists, geologists, which I can use as references as documents which are credible.
As a non-biological source?
Yes, it's not based on fossil.
From the government, probably not. You'll find independent scientists that do that, but the government wants us to think that it's a fossil fuel, because then when it's used up, and they can continue to pump their phony peak oil scam to justify keeping the prices high. Yeah. No, you won't find anything from the government. You won't.
You know,
just like you won't find any government report saying that the tower was taken down with explosives when they were.
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah. You know, when you contemplate the fact that there's oil in the ground, you should ask the question, why is the oil in the ground? If it was intended for us to be using it, why is it so far down into the ground? Why is it so difficult to get to? And what is the purpose for it being there? And I would suggest that a lot of our problems, such as earthquakes and unstable, plates of land masses rubbing against each other, have a lot to do with the fact that when you take the oil out, you leave something, either empty space, or, you know, they tried replacing the oil with water, realizing that they were causing damage. They don't really care about the environmental impact.
No, they don't care about anything except their profits and whatever it costs to us. It's of no consequence to them. But, you know, here's my take on the oil thing. If the oil is so old and it's an ancient fossil fuel, you know, how in the world can you fathom? Oil is kept under tremendous pressure deep underground. How could that pressure have been maintained for so long, for multiplied millions of years, without the thing bursting? I mean, there's thousands and thousands of oil pockets that have been discovered all over the planet, and always they're under tremendous pressure. You see what I'm saying? If the Earth has been shifting over these millions of years so that the whole surface has been reworked, you know, during that time, how could that oil, those oil pockets have been maintained under that pressure for so long?
Yeah, well, the first of all, they're not, the oil is, I mean, it's my opinion, but I don't think it's intended to be taken out of the ground.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
And also, there are suppressed discoveries of man and dinosaur fossils buried in the same plots together. You know, they're discovering this in South America.
Human
right
prints
now.
And dinosaur prints. Oh, yeah, all over the world. Russia.
You know, as if the human had a pet dinosaur, you know, as if you were buried with your dog and that was discovered. And
well, I've been down to Glen Rose where I've seen them. You have a whole set of human tracks crossing over a set of dinosaur tracks.
Yes, and there
scientists
is
will
no
say, oh,
oil
no,
there.
Yeah, you know? Right. Anyway, boy, we really got a lot of calls coming in here. George, was that it?
No, I just wanted to just follow up, just a quick one. Is there any organization of scientists, which you mentioned, it's actually a great idea that you had for me, which I can go to and follow up about the abiotic theory concept and idea, so that I can have supporting material? That's what I'm trying to achieve, just to get some documents, which reputable scientists are, you know, they support this idea.
You know what? I've
it.
Come across, they're out there. I've come across them. I just offhand, I can't think. I don't. Do you have anything, Don, offhand that you could?
None comes to mind. But I would. What I'll do, I'll try to find something out through Lindsay Williams and get that information to you. Or post it on my website. I have a new website, by the way, and if you want me to give out the address, I'll be happy
to do
that.
Sure, yeah, go ahead and do that. Sure.
It's under construction, but there's plenty of stuff to read, and it's multifaceted. You know, I've got music up there, and I'm going to be covering a lot of different topics. Science is going to be one of them. So the web address, of course, is http://, don't forget the colon, web.mac.com/Don Nikoloff, DonNicolOff. Again, that's web.mac.com/Don Nikoloff. Do not put in the www. I wanted to leave the 666 component out of it.
All right. I really want to get scrambling here because we've got a bunch of people waiting in the queue. Okay, George, thanks for the call. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
You bet. Okay, let's go to Mike in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Hey, Charles, can you hear me?
Loud and clear.
Oh, very good. Thank you, John and Sandra, and thank you, Charles, for having an excellent guest on as usual. Mr. Nikoloff, Were you the man that termed the or coined the phrase the Texas tapeworm?
Kind of, yeah.
Well, yeah, no, sir, that's fine. I'm doing some research myself, and it is kind of looking that way because there's definitely some ties there that that go back to roots in Dallas there with the big oil people, and I think there's something there because he skirts way too many of the issues that actually do need addressed, and that's horrendous. And I know that you're quite astute on the chemtrails, Don, and I do appreciate that very much also.
Well, I appreciate that.
And, sir, I do have a scientist for everyone that that was part of the Oak Ridge National Laboratory, and he's spilling the beans on those folks. And if you folks want to write it down, here it is. This is DOEWatch.com, like the female deer doe.
D-O-E Watch?
Okay. Yes, sir, .com.
Okay.
All right.
And he's absolutely, he was harmed by the effects over there, and you'll see quite a bit on the chemtrails and many other issues. I just, so many things I'd like to talk to you, Don. Weren't you also the one that, didn't you say that they put that anthrax over there by your post office not too far from you?
Well, they didn't put the anthrax there. They announced that they were going to be using Lima, Ohio, as a center for inspecting all of the incoming mail. Of course, I wonder how many people's mail is marked Lima, Ohio when they get it.
Right. Oh, okay. I'm sorry about that. And your last name there, Nikolov, is that Russian?
It's Macedonian, actually.
Macedonian?
Yes.
Oh,
that,
wow.
That would be the Macedonians are the people the Apostle Paul referred to in the Philippian letter in the Bible. So,
well, that's up north of Greece there, correct?
At one time, it was the largest empire in the world during the days of Alexander the Great, and it was also even traditionally northern Greece today still is considered part of Macedonia. There are many Macedonians in northern Greece, and what at one point was southern Yugoslavia.
Right. Okay. So. You people probably had to fight those Khazar cockroaches, too.
Oh, yes. Yes.
You do sound like you know quite a bit of history, like the difference between the Red Russians and the White Russians, the Romanov families that they killed off.
Yes.
You do know all that. Very, very yes. Good. Yeah, now see, that's what the Texas tapeworm doesn't want to... he doesn't want... Because he knows what happens. That's why his career has kind of taken off, and we're all kind of left in the dust because he doesn't expose what he should.
Well, yeah, there's the Ashkenazi part of all this, and you know, you could call it Zionist. You have the Jesuits, you have the Vatican, you have all these secret societies. Why aren't these mentioned?
Yes, correct. Exactly.
And why... Why are other patriots, why are patriot networks attacked? Why are certain talk show hosts attacked? Why is it important for someone to peddle his goods on someone else's time?
Exactly. Even look at the editor for his latest film there, and you might see. I think he's in bed with a bunch of them. And another thing on this alien stuff, it was Truman and Franklin Delano Roosevelt in the 30s that were hiding the experimentations of the Rockefellers on the Amazonian people and also the tribes in Panama. And this is what
have you noticed the focus on UFOs in the past several days?
Oh, that's, sir, that's where the national security stuff started to come in because they knew if the rest of the free world found out what they did to those tribal people on their experimentations, they would chase them down the street and lynch them. That's why the major rabbit trail for all this alien stuff, and you'll find that on Doe Watch, by the way, too, because that.
Well, it just makes me wonder if they're getting ready to stage something here, you know.
Well, they are.
Yeah,
Reagan talked about it. Reagan did. I need to point this out for those that aren't aware. Reagan actually talked about this. He said, I'm trying to think how we worded it now. Maybe you can help me with that, Don. But basically to the effect that, you know, to bring about world government, it might take something, some crisis like an invasion from outer space. I mean, he wasn't joking.
Well, he said he made a comment similar to, aren't there already aliens among us?
Mm.
Yes, gentlemen, the reason that term alien came in is because the Panamanians and the Amazonians were not U.S. citizens, and extraterrestrial were the laws that they came up with that were higher than the laws of this land, gentlemen. And you'll find that all on Doe Watch, too, by the way. It is just a bunch of hooey. It was just a bunch of men, horrible men, doing experiments on those tribes down there. And
Well, they're doing all this up here.
Just like the 1947 so-called Roswell incident, they had a bunch of their test people in a balloon suspended over White Sands Trinity missile range, and they were setting off explosions to see the results on the on those poor little souls that they were experimenting on, and that balloon got out of hand and came on over to Roswell. They caused a bunch of freaks also with chemical application to those poor souls. That's why the big cover-up and the rabbit trails with the alien stuff, gentlemen. And I did want to... And Charles, if you could, try to get that man on. His name is Jim Phelps. And he gives his whole bio on there, and he really has nothing to lose now because he got hurt from being around that horrid, poisonous stuff. I'm going to leave you guys be. Thank you, Don. Keep up the good work. Thank you, John and Sandra.
Hey, yeah, thanks for the call. We got a bunch of other people waiting here. Let's go to we will eventually get around to the topic we wanted to discuss. Let's go to Rachel in Colorado.
Hello.
Yeah,
hello.
Welcome to the show.
Hello.
Yeah, we hear you. I hope
okay.
You can hear us.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'd like to know if you know anything about a provost marshal.
Yes, I do. That's the gist of the topic for today.
Well, the thing is I'm reading rumormillnews.com, and in it says that the provost marshal is now the commander-in-chief. And
okay.
And I'm just wondering how about... if it's true. I mean, is this a true thing that is...
Okay. First of all, let me direct anyone that wants to read firsthand the official story on what's going on in the Wantagate saga. And you're referring to Wantagate when you mentioned Provost Marshall.
Right.
Go to www.worldreports.org. That is the website of... Christopher Story, FRSA. Christopher is a geo-financial expert who has written just an incredible amount of information on not just Wantagate, but everything that's going on in the world economic community. He's been doing this for at least 38 years. He's a publisher. He is not working for Leo Wanta. He is taking the Wantagate case on the surface as the key issue to what is happening to the world's geo-financial dilemma currently.
Right.
This is not reported in the media. Now, I'm not telling you to do that and avoid rumor mill news. I do know that there are some sites, and I'm not implying at all that Rumor Mill News does this, but there are some sites trying to take credit for Christopher's work. When I come on the air, I learn about this case, 99.9% of it is through him.
Right.
Now, one can say that I have a slanted outlook on this, but the truth of what he is reporting is backed by documentation. And he has been in touch with Leo Wanta. He has been in touch with his vice president, treasurer of his Ameritrust Group with an E, Inc., which is the trustor of the money that was gathered, we could say, through Presidential Order 12333, which gave him the authority to establish a business offshore, to open up offshore bank accounts with the intention of repatriating these profits into the U.S. Treasury on the books. The funds were hijacked. They were hijacked by three presidents, George H.W. Bush,
right,
William Jefferson Clinton, and his wife, Hillary Clinton.
But what he has reported, whatever whoever turned this into Rumor Mill News, it is the greatest thing that I have ever heard in my life. I mean, it sounds like they're going to be hauled off, and they're going to
jail. Go into the detail about the provost marshal.
Yeah, wow. You want to hold on? You want to stick with us, Rachel? That's a break?
Yes.
Okay, hold on, and we'll be right back. We'll take Gil after, too.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Today's energy infrastructure is antiquated and fails to meet the needs and demands of its customers. Our Renewable Energy Solar Program is the first to give you the opportunity to adopt green energy in your home without having to make a huge investment. Our Renewable Energy Solar System converts sunlight directly into usable electricity where utility power and net metering are available. Our grid-connected solar electric system is designed to produce up to 100% of the energy consumed by you throughout the year. It is allowed by net metering laws. It's finally affordable to go solar. There's no system to purchase, no installation costs, no maintenance fees, no permit hassles, no performance worries, and no rate increases. Reserve your system today. Call 866-276-3975. That's 866-276-3975. Or click on the web banner on RBN. Rethink solar and join the solution. Together, we can make a difference.
The Berkeleyite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeleyite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeleyite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeleyite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Hey guys, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani. We've got Don Nikoloff on as our guest, and we have Rachel on the line from Colorado. Rachel, did you have any more comments or questions for the guest?
No, I'm just thrilled with what I've been reading. It's almost like unbelievable.
It's
I know
really
Don,
happening.
It is really happening. I'm just
amazing times.
This is just something that's so incredible. I feel like crying because all these guys are going to go to jail.
Well, according to Christopher Story, at least 3,000 bankers have been arrested,
right,
detained, had their passports taken away, and we are under the presumption that they have either been taken to some secret military bases or to as far as to England and or Germany and imprisoned there awaiting arraignment.
Right.
Well, you know, I don't want to rain on the parade here, but I'm always skeptical of stuff like this because, you know, when you've got a corrupt legal system to begin with, run by criminals, you know, is this just a pony show? You know, are they just trying to quell the masses?
In addition to that, now, Christopher has come out with a series of stories since I was on your show last week, in fact, that there are an additional 4,000 bankers, individuals, and institutions across the country that are being investigated in the scandal. You're talking about massive, massive money laundering, fiat derivative accounts, hedge fund accounts, based on the original $27.5 trillion funds that were in offshore accounts, which my understanding is that those funds have been frozen, but they have created all of these bogus mirrored accounts in Citibank, and now one of the other parts.
Well, all I can think of is that, you know, if this is genuine and it's going to be followed through, then they stepped on the wrong toes. You know, they weren't letting the big boys in on the scheme. Obviously, if that's, you know,
yes,
you know what I'm saying, because the real criminals, the top notch criminals, always walk scot free. I mean, they run the whole show. But nevertheless, it is encouraging to see that if this is the real McCoy, though they're lower level criminals, it is encouraging to see this because maybe, if for no other reason, it's going to make others be a little more cautious about pulling scams.
Yeah, I wrote a piece a couple of days ago, which is on my website, and I sent it to the Observer, hoping that they'll look at it. It's a very simple, I call it a Joe Sixpack piece. Anybody can understand what's going on by comparing petty theft to maybe grand larceny, and then going into further into white collar crime, and the fact that it seems like the greater the theft, the lesser the penalty. Besides the dog and pony show that they give us in the media, you know, the Kenneth Lays that go to prison because of the scandal at Enron, but they don't tell you that Enron was operating out of the World Trade Center before 9/11, or WorldCom, or, you know, and that he mysteriously has a heart attack just after he's in jail. You know, I mean, that's their way of ushering him out to another place, you know, because he kept his mouth shut. You know, these facts eventually come out because there are people that are betrayed in one way or another. They're not given the money that they're expected, or they come to their senses and realize that.
Well, there's also the fact that it's not being covered by the mainstream media. It makes you wonder what is really going on here, you know, because this is a major story.
Well, the media is corrupt, and I've been saying it, and Christopher Story has been saying it, and everyone else.
No, but I mean, are they, you know, is this whole thing just going to be swept under the rug and you know, they don't want the public, they don't want this expanding more than, you know, why cover it up?
Well, we'll go into that.
We got to go on a break. Okay, yeah, stick with us, folks. You can stick with us, Rach, if you can hold on, and we'll pick you up when we get back.
With recent international...